Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. Today, we're talking about the single biggest mistake that most people make when opening up a restaurant. So if you're an owner operator and you're looking to expand, or if you've just ever dreamed of owning your own restaurant, you're in the right place. Let me share with you the number one mistake that most people make when opening up a restaurant. Well, that's location, but it's also location and location. We've all heard, you know, a restaurant or retail business is all about location, location, location. So I want to share with you actually three mistakes involved in what I think is the single biggest mistake when opening up a restaurant, which is made before the restaurant even gets open, and that is the location. So let's get right into this. The first mistake that people make when choosing a location is, why this location? Well, what I mean by why this location is that there are really two types of people who open up restaurants. The first kind are people who have a concept but need a location. And then the second type are the people who have a location but need a concept. And what I mean by this is, you know, sometimes you've got it clear. You know exactly what your restaurant's gonna be, and you're just looking for the location to find for that restaurant concept. Well, then you're very specific on the bones of the building. Will certain equipment fit in? How will the flow go? What type of parking, lighting, location? What type of foot traffic is coming by? Is it a destination location? Or are people going to your restaurant because they were already in the area and doing something else? These are important things to note. And then there's the type of people who have a location but need a concept for it. Basically, just flip-flop that. If you see a great location at a great price and you just know this is a good location at a good price, then you want to develop the concept for that. There's really two types of people in the restaurant business. I can't say one's better than the other. All I can say is that decide which you are before you even start looking at a location. And here's how I do that. Make a list of the items that are important in your location, and then put an asterisk next to the five most important, and this will take all the emotions out of your decision. So whatever is important to you, if it's location first, concept second, if it's concept first, location second, make that list, asterisk those five, and this will take all the emotions out. If it doesn't match or exceed all five of your asterisks and a whole bunch of the other things on your list, then don't even waste your time looking at it. You know, I just recently interviewed two executives in the restaurant industry. These two people together control about $1 billion, or about $2 billion, I'm sorry, in restaurants, each about $1 billion in their companies. And they both say that the biggest struggle they have right now is finding locations. You know, they have a concept that they're trying to grow, but they're very particular about what they're looking for in a location, because the wrong location means instant failure before you even open. You know, I've been looking for 5 years for the right location for a concept that I have in mind, and I still haven't found that right location. It might take me 10 more. It might take me tomorrow. I might find it, but I will not move until the five criteria that I've established are set, are exceeded in that location. I won't even bother wasting their time or my time looking at it. The second mistake most people make when it comes to location is the cost associated with the location. Let's keep in mind a few things here. With a prime cost of 60 to 70% of your sales, total occupancy can never exceed 10% of your estimated pre-tax sales. And don't ever base this on best case scenario estimates. Always base this on what you really believe, maybe even worst case scenario, this location will do. I went through that quickly. If you don't understand prime cost, at the end of this video, there's gonna be a link for you to click on so you can get more information on what prime cost means and what total occupancy means and all that great stuff. But for now, I wanna get through this. The third biggest mistake that people make when determining a location are the terms of the lease. Couple of quick tips for you. One, read the entire lease. If you don't understand anything in it, get help. Speak to a real estate professional, speak to an attorney. But there are some very complicated terms and some very small, minute clauses that are buried into these huge 30-page leases that literally one word, the difference between and or, could literally mean the difference of your success or failure based on something in that lease. So read it all the way through. Don't just take someone's word on it. Don't just assume that it's a standard lease. I'm serious about this. I have turned down probably 20 plus leases for locations that I love that were perfect, but the landlords wouldn't budge on one, what seemed like stupid little things at the time, but who knows, they could have been huge things. They were important to me. The second thing is, don't ever just shake on it or say it'll work itself out. You know, obviously we'll all sign a lease. We don't do leases on handshakes anymore. But a lot of times landlords will say, oh, that's not gonna be an issue for you. You don't need to worry about that. Or we'll cross that bridge when we get there. No. Get it all in writing ahead of time. Make sure that it is the terms that you want that are agreeable to you and get it in writing ahead of time. And then the third mistake I see a lot of times is too short term of a lease. People get nervous. They're going into their first restaurant. They don't wanna sign this long-term lease. Because what if something happens? Well, on the flip side of that, a lot of times I see restaurants doing really, really well, and then 5 years in, they've spent all this money, they've built up this business, they've invested in the location, and then 5 years in, their lease is up and they don't have an option or any way to extend, and then the rent gets hiked and they get kicked out of there, and now they're out of a job, they're out of a business, it's closing down. So make sure there's some options or a way for you to extend your lease. If you're not comfortable getting into a 10 or 20 year lease, then look at a 5 with some options or a 3 with some options. But again, please consult your real estate professional about this, but don't get into too short of a lease. If you enjoyed what you saw here, you need some more information, this is what the homepage of my website looks like. It's therestaurantboss.com. You could actually click here, but when you get there, you'll see this big green button. Go ahead and click get it now, and I'm gonna send you a 5 video series called The Foundation to a Lifetime of Restaurant Success. Also, if you have any questions or comments, please go ahead and post just below this video. Assuming you're watching on YouTube, or if you're watching it on my website already, there's definitely a place for you to post your questions or comments. Also, if you're not already, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Literally, you can just click on this button right here and subscribe. Plus, here are those extra videos, I promise. You can literally just click on any of these. Here's a video about food cost formula, about that prime cost we were talking about. Just click here and I'll take you right to it. Here's a video about how to double your profits in your restaurant. Just click on it right here, or back to my website there where I'll give you that foundation for a lifetime of restaurant success. Just click anywhere on these buttons, literally, assuming you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching anywhere else, then head on over to YouTube. But again, my name's Ryan Gromfin. I hope you enjoyed this little quick tip training on the biggest mistake people make when getting into a restaurant, which is location, 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 and the 3 mistakes when it comes to choosing a location. Remember, once you're locked in, there's nothing that you can do. It's really difficult to renegotiate after you've signed and opened up. So unfortunately, a lot of the mistakes I see and a lot of the challenges that I see with restaurants are before they even open up. It's in their lease. So make sure you get a good lease, make sure you get a good location, make sure it's something you can afford, and make sure it's on terms that are agreeable to you and beneficial to you as well as the landlord. It's an important partnership. My name is Ryan Gromfin. Please go ahead, subscribe, click on any of these videos, and shoot me an email if you got any questions. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.